Friday, so we do the train whistle for Friday. So Jingle Bells Thursday for today's Bob Almanac. And before we get into today's Bob Almanac.
Rewind.
Let's go back to yesterday's. And, you know, yesterday was the anniversary 2015 of Steve Harvey, Miss Universe, strong winner.
Right.
The whole thing. Well, we had the show contributor, Almanac contributor, the Blue Hornet, suggest that we need to make some edits and some additions to the Steve Harvey audio, because we made a reference to one of his other gigs. So here it is.
Miss Universe 2015 is Colombia. I have to apologize. Miss Universe 2015 is Philippines.
So there you go. That was a good suggestion, and my staff put that together hastily here this morning, but I think that we'll have to use that from here on out.
Kudos to your staff.
That was comes up. And kudos to the Blue Hornet.
Yeah, nice job.
Nice job. Thursday, December 21st.
Is he any relation to the Green Hornet? Did we establish that?
No.
They're not.
No, and they would not be confused.
Okay.
One for the other.
All right.
December 21st, although it's funny that the Blue Hornet from Almanac fame here, he does have a sidekick named Cato.
I wondered,
There's that. Thursday, December 21st, 355th day of the year. This date, 1620. Mayflower, the Pilgrims, came ashore in Plymouth Bay.
Ooh.
Traditionally thought to be at Plymouth Rock, but I guess we've done some forensics. Now, it might be December 11th. It could be December 21st. Depends on if you're going by the old school calendar or the new school calendar.
Okay.
It really adds to confusion because we were kind of in limbo there during that time. Ooh. In the 1600s of the transition, old school, new. It's new. Are you old school or new school?
Well.
And not just with calendars.
You know, I kind of lean more old school. I think most would tell you.
I kind of figured that. This date, 1891, first game of basketball played based on the rules created by James Naismith. He needed something for his physical education class in college in Springfield, Massachusetts, something for the boys to do inside. So he came up with basketball. Neil, what was it like playing with peach baskets?
Well, it wasn't too bad after they remember to cut out the bottom.
Did you? They didn't do that for years.
No, constantly getting the ladder and going up and getting the ball out.
Didn't you have a double-double in that first game back in 1891? And what was it like playing with
10 points, 10 turnovers.
What was it like playing with, was it 18? So it would have been 17 other players on a small basketball court.
Well, it was crowded.
It was.
And, you know, pick and roll was not an option.
No, because there was somebody right there.
You rolled right into somebody.
Yeah, that's right.
It didn't work.
So 1940 this date, F. Scott Fitzgerald died at the age of 44. Best remembered for his book, The Great Gatsby.
Oh, yeah.
And speaking of The Great Gatsby.
You don't think I felt lost before? You don't think The Great Gatsby was lost before he became a magician?
He's a magician?
Yeah, what the hell else could he be? He's The Great Gatsby.
Well, he has a point,
right.
Certainly. So, and F. Scott Fitzgerald, of course, St. Paul, right?
Yes.
Spent some time in St. Paul.
Yes, he was one of us.
F. Scott Fitzgerald, he was only 44 when he passed away, and 65.
It's the dating game.
Oh.
And here's the star of our show, and your host, Jim Lyon.
Wasn't he one of us, too?
Yeah. Thank you.
If he wasn't, he should be.
Jim Lyon. Thank you, and good evening. A wild group tonight. Listen, there's been a spectacular
wild group. The dating game premiered on this day, 1965, and that's before Jim Lang started wearing glasses.
Okay.
So it looks really strange. It's kind of like Adam West without the Batman cowl. So the dating game, and when you think of the dating game, it is really neat if you go back and research the number of stars that on the dating game before they were stars. They were probably in Hollywood. They were trying to get going in their acting career.
Yes.
But nobody knew who they were at the time when they were on the dating game. John Ritter comes to mind, and there are a bunch of others that are Suzanne Summers. There's a lot of them that are really, really kind of interesting and kind of cool. So
yeah, that is good.
You may say that maybe the dating game helped get these people jobs then,
right?
In acting. So the dating game.
And Jim Lang is from St. Paul.
Minnesota. Is that where did he live here?
He was born here.
Was he born here?
Born here, yes.
What's it say in his bio? Did he spend much time here? Or did they quickly move away?
I'd have to do a deeper dive.
Maybe they moved to La La Land looking for young Jimmy to break him into TV and radio.
He began his radio broadcasting career here in the Twin Cities after winning an audition as a teenager, later appearing in the kid show Captain 11.
What station was he on then?
Let's see. Graduated from St. Thomas Academy. Went to the University of Minnesota. I don't know. He was on.
They didn't list what station he was
just
on.
Just on TV. He won that audition on the Channel 11, Captain 11 show.
So Captain 11, Channel 11, WTCN, certainly. 1969.
Diana, suppose you own the Supreme, do your own thing, and sing a medley of your many hits of the 1960s.
Okay, thank you. I'd like that.
All right.
You do what Ed says.
Yeah.
This was historic because this is the last TV performance for Diana Ross as a member of the Supremes.
All you do is treat me.
Shortly there, 1970, she'd be heading off to go solo and become the diva. If she wasn't already a diva, she soon would be.
Yes.
1969. 1970, Elvis.
I was telling one of the gals outside, it reminds me of my Graceland.
Oh, it does it? How many square feet is this Graceland of yours?
Not sure. 10,000, maybe?
Well, that is a fine size for a home, isn't it? It's more than fine. Of course, the White House here is, I think, about 55,000 feet, something like that.
55,000 feet, it truly is. That's when Elvis met Nixon.
Mm.
On this date, Elvis Presley, he had written a letter to President Nixon saying that he could help fight the nation's drug problems. And, of course, the joke is that he decided to just take them all so other people wouldn't have them.
he was a taker.
He did take a lot of drugs, and that's sad. It's unfortunate, and it was a problem he could not kick, sadly, for the great Elvis Presley. In that letter to Nixon, he also said that he could help root out communism. He had been studying the communist infiltration.
Ah.
And he could help root out communism as well.
Could he help with the recordings?
So Elvis showed up.
Behind the scenes
recordings. Yes. Well, he does. He'd bring in some of his sound guys and help Nixon with some of his audio tapes. Maybe they're the ones that helped delete some of those spots where there's a gap in some of the tapes.
Space,
maybe
bring
somebody from Sun Records in. So he gave Nixon a chrome-plated Colt 45, and Nixon gave Elvis a Narcotics Bureau badge. Now, what I'm thinking, that's like when the fireman used to come to your kindergarten class, and he gave you one of those fireman's hats.
Right.
You know, get a fireman hat, and then the sticker badge.
Yep, the sticker badge.
The sticker badge, and you'd be good to go. I'm imagining that's what the Narcotics Bureau badge was. Everybody's seen the picture, right?
I have.
Have you seen the picture where Nixon and Elvis? Elvis has on a belt. Have you seen the belt that he has on? It's worthy of being the WWF Intercontinental Championship belt. This belt that he is wearing.
He's got a pie plate
picture,
for a buckle?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
It's more rectangular.
Okay.
So it's more of a cookie sheet.
Okay.
1978 in the news.
Police have been watching John Gacy's suburban Chicago home for the past 10 days. They became suspicious when 15-year-old Robert Peast disappeared after he allegedly was last seen with Gacy. This morning, police searched Gacy's home and found the decomposed remains of three bodies in a dirt crawl space under the house.
John Gacy arrested on this date. He was the killer clown, John Wayne Gacy, in Des Plaines, Illinois.
Horrible person.
They unearthed the remains of 33 men and boys in that crawl space.
Ugh.
Horrific.
Turns your stomach.
Yeah, John Wayne. Speaking of John Wayne, when I drove to Omaha, we had a discussion not too long ago about the John Wayne birthplace in Winterset. Is that off of I-80 or off of I-35? And it is off of I-80.
80, yeah.
It I've is off there. Of I-80, and it's not far from Van Meter.
Mm-hmm.
There's also an exit for Van Meter, and that's where Bob Feller is. He's the heater from Van Meter.
Yeah.
So that was the state 1978. Same thing. 78 here, same year.
Well, what do you think of Clint Eastwood confiding his deepest, darkest secrets to an orangutan?
When it comes to sharing my feelings with a woman, my stomach just turns to royal gelatin.
Well, what do you think now?
Now you're really kidding me.
It's no joke. It's Eastwood like you've never seen him before. In a new film called...
Every Which Way But Loose.
Every Which Way But Loose debuted on this date, 1978.
Inside the fire. And the song isn't bad either.
Left Turn, Clyde.
Right.
Yeah, there's Eddie Rabbit singing the theme. Clint Eastwood, of course, is the fist fighter. That was the state 1978. Clint, I just saw that movie Mule.
Yes.
And his daughter is in that movie. Allison Eastwood is in that movie. And I go, oh, that's Clint's. I go, man, is she familiar? And my wife goes, I think that's Clint's daughter. I go, oh, yeah, she looks like Sandra Locke. Blonde hair.
Oh,
I go,
sure.
No wonder she's so familiar. She looks like Sandra Locke. But guess what? That was with one of other Clint's wives.
Other wives?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And they never married, did they? Did Clint and Sandra Locke,
maybe
they ever
married? They've been married years together.
Yeah, definitely. So that was his date in 78, Every Which Way But Loose. Good movie, Neil. You got to watch that one again.
Yeah.
That's a good
one. It's good.
It truly is. In the news here this date in 88.
Rescue teams from all over Britain are heading for the scene of what looks to be Britain's worst air crash tonight. Just after 7 this evening, a jumbo jet crashed onto the town of Lockerbie in the Scottish Borders. It was a Pan American Boeing 747, flight number 103 from
London. Yeah, flight 103, Pan Am, 1988. Remember when it happened? Lockerbie, Scotland. 270 people died. The explosion?
Sad.
A terrorist bomb.
Jeez.
It was an actual terrorist bomb, 1988. 89, a year later, Dan Quayle, our vice president, sent out 30,000 Christmas cards. But the word beacon was misspelled. And Dan Quayle already, was this before or after the whole potato thing with the added E?
I hope it was before, but I don't know. I don't think it was.
And of course, this isn't the vice president. There's no way the vice president wrote this card.
Yeah, somebody else.
Probably didn't even approve it or proofread it. Somebody in his staff. He needs. Did he have a staff like your staff, Neil?
Yeah, it was probably similar.
Yes. So misspelled the word beacon. Like a beacon of hope, which is B-E-A-C-O-N.
Mm-hmm.
You take an E out of beacon, what do you get?
E out of beacon, and you get bacon.
Yeah, you get bacon, exactly, yeah. Bacon.
Everything's but better with bacon.
They spelled it with a K instead of a C.
Yeah.
So it's like beacon. I don't know. Is that? Yeah.
Come on.
2012 on this date.
And amazingly, 1 in 10 people around the world believe that today is doomsday. They base this on interpretations of the Mayan calendar, which ends on 12-21-12. Michio Haku, he's the host of Sci-Fi Science on the Science Channel.
Good we can't talk to Mr. Haku there, but yeah, they thought that this was going to be the end of the world because the Mayan calendar ended. Those Mayans, they get very seldom. Very seldom do they get things right.
Well, no.
And that was just another thing that they got wrong, those crazy Mayans. They simply just ran out of stone. That's why they ended their calendar
right
on that date.
I guess we're done.
That's it. Was
no more stone.
12-21-12. Let's move on to birthdays now. Donahue.
You were you were faster than anybody in the school.
You were light heavy.
You had a big guy coming after you and he telegraphed. I heard you say that in an interview and you were quicker. Do I have it good?
It's hard to understand Muhammad Ali. This was in the 80s, and you know he was mumbling a little bit, sadly, because of his Parkinson's. But he said, "You're not as dumb as you look." To Phil Donahue,
that's a great
Phil Donahue. He changed the way talk shows were done. Really,
yeah.
We wouldn't have Oprah without Phil Donahue.
Yeah.
88 today.
Are you ready to do the workout?
Yeah!
No.
Beginner's workout. Stand with your feet a little more than hip distance apart.
I hear workout and I tune out is what
right.
I do.
That's a tune out.
Jane Fonda. And the Jane Fonda workout, you know, she was an activist against the Vietnam War in a lot of movies. Neil, what did you think the first time you saw Barbarella?
I enjoyed it.
Yeah,
I enjoyed it.
The views, you enjoyed the vistas.
Views were good. Yep. Mm-hmm. It was another one of those where you could watch with the sound down, and I found it just as enjoyable.
Jane, if not more enjoyable.
If not more.
Jane Fonda, 86.
Ever notice when you're making up some quick, you stir until it's rich and thick? You hate to take that first little sip, because you know it'll be gone in a zip.
The Quick Bunny makes an appearance here today, because the man who was the voice of the Quick Bunny, leave it up to my staff to dig up Barry Gordon, who is 75 today.
Nicely done.
And I'm going to make this statement right now. In my life, I have never had strawberry quick. We were chocolate quick all the time. We had one, maybe two canisters at all times at my house for making hot chocolate and anything, adding chocolate to anything, really.
Right.
A great powdered
ice
chocolate
cream,
from Nestle. Yeah. And, you know, we would add that. We would have the chocolate Malto meal.
Yeah.
And it just wasn't chocolatey enough for us. So we would add quick.
Wow, I never did that. I'm impressed. My neighbors had this strawberry, so I tried it, and I didn't like it.
No, I've never tried it, so I probably wouldn't like it. But nope. Barry Gordon, he was also the voice of one of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Donatello.
Okay.
He's 75 today. Had to edit out Samuel Jackson.
Enough is enough! I have had it with these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane! Everybody strap in! About to open some windows.
He liked to say that epithet a lot.
Evidently.
That was his go-to.
Yeah, that was his go-to.
And they almost said it in the Marvel. Remember at the end of Infinity War, where he's about to get dusted away?
Yeah.
And he's calling on Captain Marvel, and he goes, "Mother," and then they cut it off right there before he went into the next word.
That's probably
which
good.
Was hearkening back and
yes,
kind of
that was
honoring
good.
Of Samuel L. Jackson. Yeah. Who's 75.
I'm in a major league pop-up in the infield. Viola says, where is it? Now Jimenez is there, and let's see, anybody see that ball? It stayed up in the air. I don't believe it.
The man who lost a ball in the Metrodome roof, and then he quickly went up the stairs to the bathroom and used the trough, Dave Kingman.
Kong.
Kong, they called him. Played for a lot of teams. In fact, there was one year where he played for teams in all four divisions. There, I think, in the late 70s.
And he struck out for teams in all four divisions.
And he was with the Oakland A's.
Hit some home runs, though.
Was that 84 that happened?
Yeah, I think it was.
That might have been the only year Houston Jimenez was our shortstop.
Yeah.
But then Joe Angel on the call. Nice. Dave Kingman here today, 75. Chris Evert, tennis champion.
Sadly, her cancer has come back.
69, I saw that on Twitter, yes.
Yeah. She was
sadly there
always my favorite.
Chris Evert, happy birthday, Chris Evert. I always will know her as Chris Evert Lloyd.
Yes.
I think.
And then she was with Greg Norman there for a while.
Yeah.
Stranger, dressed in black, she's a hungry child.
72 for Nick Gilder. I lived my entire childhood thinking this was a woman.
Yeah.
What her name is.
But he is singing about her, the hot child in the city.
Sure.
And the truth is, she was just running a temperature, right?
Hot child in the city.
Take two aspirin and call me in the morning.
So, Nick Gilder, happy birthday today. This is Christmas related.
Mom, how nice to see you home. I have had it! What are you doing? I am taking everything, every present, every decoration, every treat. I am locking it in the garage. Every single Christmas, you scream or burn or break or destroy, and I am putting a stop to it.
She's stealing Christmas.
She was the modern-day Grinch. She was the mother of Malcolm. Malcolm in the Middle. Jane Kaczmarek is 68. Leroy Parnell, we know what he sounds like. What's your favorite Leroy Parnell song? I'm Holding My Own.
Yeah, that's a good one. Tender Moment, I enjoy.
He's 67 today.
Last week, Ray came home late from golfing, and I guess golf is kind of a hot button issue with me, and we had a fight.
Ray, do you remember this?
I do. I shot a 94.
Not what his wife or the therapist wanted to hear.
But
Everybody Loves Raymond.
If you golf, you get it.
You get it.
You absolutely get it.
Ray Romano, 66 today. Neil, what time is it?
It's TV theme time, Joe.
No, it's not.
Oh, it's
Know Your Forrester Sisters.
Oh, no. I prefer TV theme time.
Sure you do. That's easy.
Because I don't think I've ever gotten one of these right.
One out of four.
25%, but yet I'm batting zero.
Just think if their other sister, Beulah, would have also been in the group. So you got Kathy, Christy, Kim, or June?
I'm leaning towards Kim today.
Oh, where's the sound effect? I need it. It's the youngest. It's Christy.
I knew it wasn't June.
She is 61 today.
I still see what you need Matthew for.
Oh, we'll see. On my Christmas list, I got about 70 guys who have everything, and Matthew manages to pick out gifts that they don't already have.
Mr. James, you looking for me?
Oh, there you are. All right, let's continue. Bill Gates.
Ball of string.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Rupert Murdoch.
Potter's wheel.
Another Christmas-related clip there for you. You're not laughing at that? You don't like Matthew from News Radio?
I'm just trying to think
of... Matthew Dick. Or, excuse me, Andy Dick. He played Matthew on News Radio.
I like the guy. Just trying to figure out what that bit was about.
Well, it was Jimmy James. He knows all these famous people. And these people have everything because they're Rupert Murdoch and
So he's trying to
figure Bill Gates, and then Matthew comes up with these wacky gifts.
I get it.
Something that they don't have. Rupert Murdoch does not have a potter's wheel.
Right.
So or Bill Gates doesn't have a ball of string that he can play around like a kitty.
Now I get it.
So that's Andy Dick from News Radio 58.
I have two books at my bedside, Lieutenant. The Marine Corps Code of Conduct and the King James Bible. The only proper authorities I am aware of are my commanding officer, Colonel Nathan R. Jessup, and the Lord our God.
So that's Lieutenant Kendrick, Kiefer Sutherland.
Nice.
Few good men. He didn't tell the truth because he couldn't handle it.
He couldn't handle it.
So that's Kiefer Sutherland, 57, here today. Oh, one more.
No!
And like this.
Hey, come on! You're going to leave a bruise!
Wait, come on! Get mad at me, Manny! I'm tougher than you! I'm smarter than you.
So what?
My skin's 3 years younger than yours.
What? How dare you?
She's one of the daughters, one of Tim Allen's daughters on Last Man Standing. She was
pretty
Eve.
Good.
She was the one who more aligned her kind of political views towards towards the father, towards Tim Allen's character.
Okay.
On that show. And
what's
she's 27. It's Caitlin Deaver.
Got it. All right, gone but not forgotten, Hall of Fame golfer Walter Hagen. He won a couple of U.S. Open titles, 4 British Open, 5 PGA championships. And, of course, he has his own line of clothing. Who, you know, is a golfer that doesn't have something from the Walter Hagen collection?
It's a fine garment,
I'll tell you. He certainly should. Available at all Dick's Sporting Goods. I don't know why I'm plugging it. 1892.
Sounded good.
Baseball Hall of Famer. He was known as the Babe Ruth of the Negro Leagues. Catcher Josh Gibson, probably had he played, we would have considered him one of the greatest catchers of all time. We still do. And he is in the Hall of Fame, played all of his career basically in the Negro Leagues, but supposedly hit over 800 home runs. Josh Gibson, 1911. Paul Winchell was a cartoon voicist, actor, ventriloquist. You may remember him as Winnie the Pooh's buddy.
Hello,
Tigger.
I'm Tigger.
Oh, you scared me.
Yeah, sure I did. Everyone's scared of Tiggers. Who are you?
I'm Pooh.
Oh, Pooh.
They became good buddies.
Yeah, they
it was
did.
Kind of a love-hate relationship there.
Yeah, well, he wasn't scared of them, but the voice of Tigger, and he was in many shows, too, Paul Winchell, 1922. Joe Paterno, longtime legendary coach at Penn State for football. Of course, it was kind of a sad demise with the whole thing that happened there. Anyway, born on this day, 1926. 1940, he started the Mothers of Invention, Frank Zappa.
Oh, oh, and the northern lights commenced to glow. And she said, boom, boom, dirty, with a tear in her eye.
Rock and Roll Hall of Famer.
Watch out where the Huskies go, and don't you eat that yellow snow. Watch out where the Huskies go, and don't you eat that yellow snow.
I don't know if I'd take my car to Joe's garage.
I may not. And, of course, his real strength is coming up with first names for his kids. Frank Zappa, born on this day in 1940. And from the Beach Boys, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Carl Wilson.
I may not always love you.
Look at you hitting the post.
But long as there are stars above you. You never
ever need to doubt it.
Carl Wilson.
Is that the only hit song? Is that the only hit song, Beach Boys hit, that he sang lead on?
I bet there's probably another one. Obviously, Mike Love did most of it, their cousin, but Carl Wilson right there, born on this day in the year was 1946. And Flo Jo, remember Florence Griffith Joyner, our Olympic gold medalist?
And you forgot Freddie Hart.
1959 for Flo Jo. What
so
about Freddie Hart?
Sexy looking.
Your staff forgot him, that's what.
How did you know? Well, I must have passed him chronologically.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah, right.
That it comes from the
great Freddie Hart.
Believe that, I'm sure.
Yeah.
When pigs fly.
Right.
Freddie Hart, born this day. Well, then what year was he born then, if it was on your list and you passed it?
Well, it wasn't, but I hadn't even said they're all gone, but not forgotten.
I know, we're running out of time.
Okay.
I was hoping you wouldn't do Flo Jo, as good as she is.
Well, you have to.
All right, 1926. Do you want to start a Bob-a-thon with Gene Watson? You're out doing what I'm here doing without Dwight Yoakam. Ain't That Lonely Yet?
Mm-hmm.
Or Somebody's Knocking?
Somebody's Knocking, yeah. We're going to go Dwight Yoakam today.
Ho, 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 ho. Merry Christmas, everyone.
WQPM, Princeton. WLKX, Forest Lake. KDDG, Albany. KDDG, HD1, Albany, St. Cloud.